Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Buckhead Business Radio Show.
Yes, it's time. Rich Casanova here, hosting Buckhead Business Radio X. And I normally don't sit in this chair, and boy, the guests are kind of spoiled with this million-dollar window view here we got going on. So Ryan, you're in the control seat, control tower.
That's right. I got the window up my back, but all these lovely faces in front of me. So good answer. Yeah, this is great.
So Ryan McPherson, you're going to be co-hosting here with us today.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Producing, engineering, social media.
Man, got it all going on.
Catch up on your knitting or your Facebook status.
I don't think I'll have time for that, but we'll make sure that we keep this ship pointed in the right direction and this radio show rolling.
Nice. Well, speaking of the show, we have a great show here. We have two special segments we're going to be talking about today. And our second segment, we're going to kind of introduce those guests right up front. Deb Beecham is in the studio.
Hey, Rich.
Deja vu. You were just here yesterday, right? Well, you're wearing two hats right here at Business Radio X.
Yeah, Pro Advocate Radio on Monday. And then I'm an advocate and mother. And, of course, meeting families who've been dealing with pediatric cancer and who are working with St. Baldrick's, you know, that's just, it's, how can you not get fired up about that?
So, and you got your St. Patty's Day beads on. We have wristbands and t-shirts in the studio. So, and we're going to talk a little bit about your second hat that you're wearing here in a moment here at Business Radio X. But also joining us in the studio for that second segment is Tammy McGrath. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having us.
How are you doing this morning?
Fabulous. Very excited to support St. Baldrick's and get the word out so we can get more funds raised for children's cancer research.
Yeah, good. So how long have you been involved with the group or...
I shaved for the first time in 2012. My son is a six-year survivor right now.
And so we don't want to spoil our segment, but just a teaser, we're going to be talking about the idea is for folks to shave their head in support, and they raise funds like a like running a marathon or whatever, right? But
correct.
You get contributors that donate on the behalf?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Look like I know what I'm talking about.
So far,
right there.
So good.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Okay, and also joining us in the studio is your son, right?
Correct.
Kristen, say hi to the audience here. Yeah.
Hi.
Did you pick a favorite movie we were talking about beforehand? Yeah. What's your favorite thing to do when you're not in school?
Play football.
Okay, nice. Good answer.
Nice. Who's your favorite team?
Patriots.
Nice. Okay. Yes,
I thought you were supposed to say the Falcons.
That's okay. Hey, well, Super Bowl champions, you know.
That's true, yeah. Nice. We got another Patriots fan apparently in the studio. And our first interview, our first segment joining us in the studio is Marie Fratoni.
For Tony.
All right. We're going to have a great segment conversation with you. But first of all, before we get into your segment, tell us, listeners, a little bit about yourself. Are you from Boston or up in New England area?
I am. I'm originally from Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then we'll let you pass or whatever. Yeah. On the Patriots. Yeah. We'll let that one slide.
Boston strong.
Nice.
Amen.
Yep. So before we get into what you're doing currently, what have been for a while, so what's a little bit about your backstory?
Well, I've just been selling things and stuff since I was 10.
All right.
And I've, just amassed, some good skills in there that I can really pass on to some other people.
Nice. And that's much like I did. We all had a paper out as a kid. So selling stuff and making things happen. So Ryan, tell us a little bit about Marie.
Marie Fratoni is CEO of Get Clients Everywhere. She helps business owners find the right clients so they can make money and live a great life. She helps people double or even triple their income and create a long-term sustainable business through private coaching, seminars, and speaking engagements. She is also the founder of Women's Professional Development Network, a premier women's network in the ATL. Marie is a human potential expert, a business owner for over 30 years, and loves teaching the principles of success. She leads an annual vacation courses in Italy for professionals. I need your assistance. Yes, all the above.
Sign me up. Yeah.
How do I get in touch with you? So that's great.
For the Women's Professional Development Network. Yeah. We had a divorce show on the earlier this morning or whatever. Yeah. But speaking of that group, it was it just dawned on me as I was hearing Ryan read that. I actually was invited by Monica Mulholland, right? Invited me to one of your events. I think the only guy there, which was pretty cool, right?
Yeah, there were a few guys, but definitely it was a fun event.
Yeah, it was a great time. So, and you do those how often or whatever, quarterly or?
Well, we do the co-ed events once a year.
Oh, okay, so that's one.
And
I
then
guess
we
I
have
got.
Monthly and sometimes semi-monthly events.
Yeah. Nice. All right, so I guess I was that was the one I was invited to. So, tell us about Clients Everywhere. What's this all about, and what do you guys offer there?
Well, we're a private coaching and training program for entrepreneurs. And I have a basic belief that people really need to understand that their clients are everywhere. They're everywhere. They're in the grocery stores. They're, you know, in clubs that they go to. They're in the churches. They're in the schools that they have. And I think a lot of people don't really have an understanding of who it is that they're actually working with, so they don't know where to find them. So, you know, Get Clients Everywhere is really a way to really help people really hone in on their target market, identify who it is that they really want to work with, and provide the messages, the marketing, the training, the events that will actually reach that particular audience.
So it seems a little not counterintuitive, but when you say clients everywhere, but you've got to seek your ideal laser on that perfect client. So what do you help them kind of delineate? Okay, rather than trying to reach the masses, find out where your clients hang out?
Right.
Oh, okay.
And then we can see really where they are, because they actually are everywhere, but we have to be able to hone in and really find them inside a group. Like if we were at the stadiums here, our clients are there,
right,
but how do you actually find them?
Right.
People don't realize that they're there, and they don't look. Right. So we help them to create a beacon, like a lighthouse,
okay,
that helps to shine the spotlight on them.
It's crazy, because we're here in Peachtree Offices, building here right across from Lenox, and you run across these people in the hall all day long, and occasionally I have a conversation. I realize, wait a minute, there's a guy five doors down from me that would be great to have a guest on the show and maybe have their own show. But yeah, sometimes they're right there. So that's a skill set that you help coach.
It is.
Okay. So talk to us about what type of business owner, you know, would benefit from a program like that. Is there a certain kind of what's in your wheelhouse or sweet spot? I know you can probably everything A to Z, but it helps to kind of wrap around what's the criteria profile of an ideal.
Yeah, plan. I really like to work with fairly new entrepreneurs that might be, you know, somewhere between the 1 and 5 year mark.
Okay.
That would be my sweet spot. You know, they could either be brand new, and I've got programs that could really help them get started and make sure that they're rocket ship to success is a little faster than if they were left to their own devices. And it's also great to work with people that have really been in existence for a little bit, because they've kind of gotten some of the kinks out, and now what they want to do is really refine and polish the facets of that stone.
Okay. And I've done my share of networking over the years, and one thing I've stumbled across is this idea of USP, right? Your unique selling proposition. And myself, as well as I think a lot of business people, they don't really have that defined, right? So when they're asked, you know, who's a good introduction or referral for you, or what kind of makes you unique from your competitors? So talk to us about that. I mean, what's that secret sauce, and why is that important?
Well, I think for people that know me, part of my brand is fun. You know, I mean, taking people to Italy is fun. Taking people into Buckhead is fun.
Nice.
You know, it's really great. So the events that we do, there's always a really like a fun component. You know, and I work with people, I use magic wands and fun, you know, things that can really change up the events. And there's always a social component that has fun involved to be able to do it. So I would say that's one of the things that I do. And the other secret sauce is that my experience, I mean, I have just done it all. I've sold things that have been, you know, built businesses that were business B2C, B2B. I've sold stuff. I've sold products. I've sold services. I've sold really high-level intellectual property kinds of things to major companies across corporate America. And so it's the kind of experience that I bring that really has a breadth of experience, I think, that can really help to, you know, to narrow in.
So you've sold everything, vacuums or door-to-door or...
Never done
well,
that.
Well, what's your craziest thing you've ever sold that, like, where you felt like you probably... what are the... you built character by selling that?
It's a great question. I will tell you exactly what it is. When I first started in business, I was a sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics,
okay,
back in the very, very early 80s when I was a wild and crazy hippie.
And Mary Kay was still around, probably, the lady, right?
She actually was, yeah, and yeah. I actually set a goal to train with her, to meet her in the Dallas Training Center, and I got to do that.
Oh, wow.
And I have the pictures to show it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So that taught me how to be in business and to really go out. And what we actually taught there was not anything to do with cosmetics, but it was really about self-esteem.
Okay.
That was their product.
And I got to ask you, magic wand, what is that about?
Yeah.
I heard you do it. She's motioning or whatever. Yeah, but I don't know. I don't want to give away all your trade secrets, but... what do you mean by magic wand at an event? I mean, is it
yeah? It actually does a lot of things. It actually controls the power in the room.
Okay.
It gives people speaking abilities, and it's a transformational tool.
All right, just give them enough to keep them guessing what it is.
That's right. You'd have to come to one of the seminars or coaching experience to actually see this wand in action.
It's part of the fun.
Good. Can you give us some past clients who have been successful from your services? Anybody recently or over the years that you'd like to speak on?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things that I think was probably most interesting to me was I worked with a woman who has been selling financial services for a long time and very, very successful person. But when really looking at what was happening with her business, she was making a great annual salary but had no cash flow. And so we looked at her business model of where it was. And, you know, in a short period of time, we really identified that if you looked at her annual salary, it would be great. But when the car notes or the mortgage notes or things like that came due, it wasn't available there because she couldn't control when all those things started to pop for her. So we actually helped her to create some different ways to structure her cash flow so that she could actually have day-to-day living, not be so strapped and not have those moments of real tension and say, do I really need to give up my business and go get a job where you have a predictable paycheck? But she was actually able to expand her business as a result of adding a couple of other offerings that, you know, would pay their commissions and their compensation, you know, at different times. And that made a big difference in the quality of her life.
That's great. So what are some of those things particularly you look at someone's business? So do you look at the entire business environment holistically, or do you, you know, get it into the financial, you know, depths of things? Or what are some of those key factors that you take in?
I think what I really do is really focus on what the client wants and then really start there. So, you know, sometimes when I look at somebody's business, I actually take a look at really how are they being paid, because if you're not being paid, then there is no business.
Rut-row. That's a rut-row moment.
Okay, yeah.
I like that. I'll have to remember that.
That's my magic wand. Rut-row moment. Yeah.
So, you know, and I think a lot of times people don't, like, they love what they're doing. They have a great time. And I think many of the clients that I work with are in their, like, second or third chapters. You know, they've left the constraints of corporate America and wanted to create something that was really great. But I think one of the things that's really missing, they know how to be a great massage therapist or a great, you know, energy worker, or they know how to be a great, you know, social media consultant. They know how to do all those kinds of skills, but they don't really know how to go get the clients. They don't know how to make the sales. They don't know how to have the conversations that would actually show, you know, how they could actually make a difference for other people and then price themselves, you know, in the market that would be really competitive and get a yes.
Right. So you mentioned you're a career entrepreneur yourself. When did you make that jump from, you know, owning your own business, but then helping people in their own business?
I've been actually doing it for many, many years because I've always been a corporate coach and trainer, and I've trained all around the world with major companies, really helping people to build up their businesses. So I've been doing that for many, many years.
Okay.
But I really began my first journey as an entrepreneur in 1987. And don't hold that against me.
No, we'll take that as many years of successful coaching and helping. So did you have a mentor or someone that, you know, you leaned on in the early days? I know people recommend that if you're starting your own business. What about yourself?
Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, that's a great question to ask, is because when I started, I did not have that. And I failed. And I would start something and then I would fail. Not fail miserably, but I would just, like, it was taking me too long. You know, it was a zigzag approach to success as opposed to, like, the vector approach. And it wasn't really until maybe the past 4 or 5 years ago that I've really started to really work with some very, very successful people in the arena that I work with and really invested in some very lengthy programs that have really helped tie all of the aspects of myself, because I've always been really blessed to have great jobs. I mean, I had phenomenal jobs and, you know, was a top recruiter here in Buckhead for a financial firm and, you know, did really well, was their top biller. I mean, I've always done really, really well. Mm-hmm. And, but I didn't always have it together for myself. So I had this aspect. And in the coaching programs, it really helped me pull some things together. And that's something that I can really help a new entrepreneur, because they're like me. They've got all kinds of skill sets, but they haven't pulled it together. And I think one of the things that's missing from the people that that I work with is they really haven't had the luxury of any kind of sales training, real sales mentoring, coaching, and really understand the process of how that goes. Mm-hmm. And so we can really, really shortcut their way to success and help them be profitable a lot faster.
Well, I can certainly tell you're passionate about what you do and you really, truly love helping people and want, you know, you're invested in their success. But you know, what do you love most about doing what you do?
Well, you know, it's really fun. I think that it's a joy to really watch people succeed. It's a joy to watch people really, you know, spread their wings and really get some grounding and some traction under themselves and really watch them grow. So sometimes people are there, you know, they're kind of hovering and they know that they have the passion too, but they don't have the wherewithal or the structures and the systems in place to be able to do that.
So, yeah, so you're driven by the passion, the creativity, and then just generally the success of your clients in turn makes you successful and feel joyous and happy to help them. That's really nice.
It is.
So good deal.
I got a quick, I was taking a couple of notes here. This idea of income versus cash flow. Right. So what do you attribute? How do folks get in that dilemma? Are they just kind of outspending themselves on their business and they're just looking at how much money they're taking in and it's like all spendable income, or they're not, you know, budgeting? Or I mean, you mentioned one potential fix to that was to acquire, increase their revenue maybe from their existing clients, what have you, right? But
well, that would be one way. I mean, the other way is they could really alter different services. So there's I would say a process that we teach that's called the money mountain. And it's really, really understanding where people have their money come from. And a lot of people don't know that. So, you know, there some businesses would have a lower entry level program. Like when I do the Women's Professional Development Network, that's a free event. It's a free thing. And we do a lot of different freebies. We have a lunch price that we pay. Okay. But it's a very low cost of entry, but it gets people in my sphere. It helps me to begin to market them. And then I have programs that are at the entry level. I do seminars that are $47 and $97 right. that get people in and start to build. And then I have other programs that go up in terms of my private coaching clients. A lot of people don't really have different structures in their business, and they either are selling one thing, and like if they were selling mascara, they'd have to sell 9 million mascaras to pay a mortgage bill. And so there's a lot of things that they really have not thought about in terms of really how do you actually monetize a business.
Okay. All right. And then finally a two-part kind of question here. So from your business, you know, as coaching and working with clients, what's probably one of the biggest misperceptions that people have of like a coach? And then what's your biggest challenge in operating your business, I guess?
Well, I think there's a lot of people that really try to tough it out and do it themselves because they don't want to either spend the money or they'd rather try to figure it out, or they'd research something on the internet or whatever. And I think it's, I just think it's something that people are reticent about. Do I really trust that person? Am I really going to invest in them? And am I going to get my investment back?
Or the reluctancy, like go to the doctor. It'll just, you know, I'll just limp on my bad leg for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like denial.
Yeah. So, you know, for me, the people that I like to work with are the people that really are people that really invest in personal professional development.
Okay.
That's where I would find them.
And what's your challenge with in your business on a day-to-day basis of either reaching, you know, finding new clients or,
I think the challenge for me is that as my business continues to get bigger and my scope gets wider, it's really making sure that I have all the different particles managed, you know, that this is outsourced, yeah. And where I can really keep my focus on being, you know, clear and clean with my clients. And I have other people that really handle the rest of it, that, you know, I have a marketing person that takes everything that I do, my ideas, my concepts, and makes it look good out there.
Nice. What's that line? Do what you do best.
Do what I do best.
Right. And
do my brilliance.
No, the rest of this, I thought Deb was somebody would chime in here. do what you do best and outsource the rest. Yeah. Okay. You can quote me on that. Knows that. You can quote me
on
that.
That's a tweet.
I stole that from somebody.
All right.
All right. And I know I've said finally already, but this idea of as coach since 87, that's the person you want to be working with, right? You don't want a newbie that's going to be coaching you on. They haven't even figured things out or cracked the code, right? Yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot of newbies that are really pretty good at what they do. And yeah. I think the key is to really select somebody that is doing what you're doing and that really has the experience to really help you do it. So
back it up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being on the show. Tell our listeners the best way to get in touch with you and find out about your world.
Well, thanks. People can reach me at www.getclientseverywhere.com. And we have a Facebook page with the same name, Get Clients Everywhere. And also, we have a Facebook page for the Women's Professional Development Network. And that's really for local people in the Atlanta area market.
And I see you have some other, you're pretty, you know, robust on social media, it looks like. So these other links for your Twitter and so forth will be on the GetClientsEverywhere.com yes. website. Okay, perfect.
Or if you want to go on that trip to Italy, they can get in touch with you there as well.
You're really trying to get a trip to Italy, aren't you?
They can go to Reinvent Yourself in Italy on
Facebook.
Well,
when is that, by the way?
Yeah, is it the summer?
The road
it's,
trip.
It's at harvest time in Tuscany. Ooh. And it's September 19th to the 26th.
All right, yeah.
Sounds
good.
As we say in Italy, andiamo.
Oh. Yeah, which okay. means pay the bill before you leave the hotel or what? I don't know what
something
that
like that.
Yeah. All right. Well, Marie, thanks again for being on the show. And stick around. We may have some panel discussion here and some follow-up mm-hmm. questions from some of our guests. So
great stuff.
So our second segment for this morning's show, we're going to be talking about the good work that St. Baltrick's Foundation's been doing. And back to Deb joining us in the studio, Deb Beecham. And we mentioned about wearing two hats, so it is kind of deja vu. You were just here yesterday.
Yeah, and we were fortunate to get Susie Ruddle in here, our chief fundraiser. I mean, talk about wearing a lot of hats.
Right.
So...
And we have a surprise for our listeners and for Susie in just a moment on that. But before we jump into the second segment, just tell our listeners a little bit about the may not, because you're one of our newest shows as an underwriter and talk show host here in the studio for Pro Advocate Radio. Your name's up on the wall, so it's official, whatever. Yeah, you got signatures up there and your website. So give, if you will, just a quick, 10-second elevator pitch on
so our,
that show.
our tagline, yep. as it says, is the voice of families and family law professionals. And we're really working on ways to reduce conflict so that people can get back to parenting and working and live healthier lives and, you know, less of the litigation kind of bogged down that we hear a lot about. But and I started this because being a mother and seeing how much our children need us to be present and healthy for them and for our sake, which actually ties into this nicely with the pediatric cancer work that we're all hoping will get new legs as St. Baldrick's raises more and more money and the awareness grows.
Yeah. I mean, a great show. That's Monday mornings at 10:30. And that happens every Monday. And you have had some great guests in here. And really, like, we have a lot of cool shows. But one thing about that show, it's really kind of like game changers. I mean, how you're involved with the political scene and making changes at that level. You've been down at the House of Representatives.
There's a lot going on at the Capitol that touches families and children, and we have some great legislators. Renee, I'll give you an example. Renee Unterman from the Gwinnett area is working on a child trafficking set of bills, and you know there's some very bold, brave moves being made at the Capitol. So we're really glad to see that with Pro Advocate Radio. We have a lot of great content to talk about with policy. Law enforcement is doing a great job of making things safer, and I think the State Bar of Georgia is actually working on getting more pro bono work offered to families in need, so that's very exciting.
And you have James O'Brien is in here co-hosting that
every week. Yeah, we recruited a sports commentator from a radio show down south of Atlanta. So, so proadvocateradio.com goes to Buckhead Business Radio X. So we're on Monday morning, 10:30. And, you know, send us a note if you would like to be a guest or would like to refer an expert.
Sounds cool. Okay, so... And we have kind of something, like you mentioned, Susie Ruddle was in the studio yesterday doing some PSA announcements for the foundation. And now we're actually going to tune in, and we actually recorded a segment with her in the studio. So, Ryan, you have that ready? Yep. Let's tune
ready
in and check
go.
That out. All right. So we're just wrapping up the Pro Advocate show, which happens Monday mornings here in the studio, and Deb Beecham is in the studio. Deb, how are you?
Hey, great, Rich.
Yeah.
Good show.
Right. It was a great show. But also, we kind of piggybacked, you have a guest here in the studio doing PSA announcements. Tell us about that.
Yes, we have Susie Ruddle here with the St. Baldrick's organization with the Meehan's events here in Atlanta. And Susie has been just driving this and building the momentum with the Meehan's Irish Pubs, the Meehan's Public House. In the Sandy Springs is where they do the Shamrock and Roll event. And so I met Susie and said, we have got to get her on the air. She's our chief. She's phenomenal. And Susie and Rich Sullivan have been doing this event together. So I'll let Susie introduce herself and tell us a little bit about the event.
Well, good morning. Thank you very much for having me. I first got involved with St. Baldrick's back in 2007 through friends of mine. Their daughter Kira is a cancer survivor. And I decided I'd shave my head. And I did so at Fideau Pub. And it was the most amazing experience. It sounds like a crazy thing to do, but definitely probably the sanest thing I've ever done. Loved it so much, wanted to get involved in running an event and got the opportunity in 2009 at Meehan's when I met Sully. And we raised, I think it was 11,000 that year and shaved about 25 heads. Last year, we raised 104,000, shaving 94 heads. So Wow. We are very excited.
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, with your support, Deb, it's grown. We're so excited, you know, to have this opportunity here with Buckhead Business Radio. And we can only get the event out there with your help. So thank you.
Absolutely. And so, Susie, we were talking before the show how this got started, the whole Baldrick's, St. Baldrick's event, right? Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a great story. It started back in 2000. Three reinsurance boys have obviously done well for themselves, decided to give back to children, chose children's cancer research, and turned their office party into a fundraiser. Enda turns around to one of his colleagues, said, "I'll shave my head if you'll shave yours."
Right.
Challenged 17 of their friends to raise $1,000 on March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. And they actually raised $104,000.
Wow.
And that was 2000. Last year alone, the St. Baldrick's Foundation raised over $38 million.
$38 million.
So it has exploded. And many of the shavies are women and children. One of the things we're most excited about is the amount of young boys that come out and shave their head at our event at Meehan's. Mm-hmm. And in fact, this year we've got two young ladies. One is aged 11 and the other is 7. And neither of them have a direct connection with cancer, but they understand the importance of giving back.
Absolutely. A couple more questions, but before we jump to those, remind the folks, how can they participate this weekend? What website or where would they find out?
Well, we'd love to obviously reach our goal of shaving 100 heads, and it's never too late to join in. You know, there's two sorts of people. When you let them know you're shaving their head, they'll support you straight away, or the rest of us that will leave it to the last moment. So we'd love to have you as a shavy, and if you want to learn more, visit stbaldricks.org, stbaldricks.org, and enter Meehan's in the search tab, MEEHANS. And sign up as a shavee. And if it's not for you, spread the word. You know, share our event. Go onto our Facebook page, St. Baldrick's at Meehan's Public House.
And it's a great, fun event.
It's
and
brilliant.
Very family-friendly,
yes.
Something for everybody. Yeah. And if you want to see some of the pictures from over the last several years and some video, you can go to facebook.com, St. Baldrick's at Meehan's Public House. And you'll see, I think, actually, I just noticed we have my son, Jack, I think that was his third or fourth year shaving.
Probably his fourth year.
And he's on with Christian. And it's so funny because the boys are sitting there with their phones in their hand taking
right,
pictures
right.
of themselves while they're having their head shaved.
How times have changed.
Yeah. So who do we have? Who's our celebrity?
Glad you mentioned that. We're lucky enough the fourth year in a row to get a Falcons player. This year we have Malachi Goodman coming along as our celebrity barber. So
nice.
The children, well, listen, the grown adults, we all love it. So,
so he should have a steady hand.
We hope. So we'll have to hold it for him if not. So, but no, we're really fortunate. We're very excited to have their support. We're actually having the mayor of Sandy Springs opening up the event as he did last year. So and taking part in shaving heads as well. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah,
fun
I hope
event.
Everybody will come out. So we start at noon.
Correct.
And wind up the head shaving part about 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock.
About 4 o'clock. And then the shamrock and roll at Meehan's Public House kicks in, and that goes until late, and that gets a little crazy, doesn't it?
Just a little. Some of us are a little bit too tired to last it out, but it's an amazing event, and they'll have Irish dancers taking to the stage at 5 o'clock. So it still stays a very much a family fun event, you know, certainly till probably 6 o'clock. Maybe after that, the children need to go, but it's a wonderful event. And we have to thank Meehan's. They have been incredibly supportive.
Yeah.
Phil Ronas and everybody there. So
I think the only way you can get a better party for St. Patrick's Day is flying to Ireland, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I think you guys do a pretty decent job over here, it has to be said. So,
well, thanks for being in the studio and getting the word out on the PSA announcements, and hope to see everybody there on Saturday. Meanwhile, let's go back to the show already in progress. We'll see you soon. All right. So, yes, we are back on our show currently. That was a recording from yesterday with, as we mentioned, Susie Ruddle. And
isn't she Deb, great?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I was just re-listening to that, and it's like, yeah. And she was so generous to say that we throw a decent St. Patrick's Day celebration here. But let's be serious.
She's being nice.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
It ain't like in Ireland. Well, has anybody been to Ireland, by the way?
No, but we're going. We're Irish due to my husband, so.
Okay.
One day we'll be there. We'll let you know how it compares.
Cool. So let's reintroduce our guest, and we're going to do a proper bio intro for Tammy here as well. But for listeners just tuning back in, Rich Casanova here again for Business Radio X. And Ryan, introduce yourself as well. So you're joining us here as a co-host.
Ryan, once again, here on
Redhawk.
Ryan Redhawk. That's right. That's my radio name. And sitting in here today with Deb Beacham. From Pro Advocate Radio, which airs Mondays at 10 a.m., right?
10:30.
Okay.
And also joining us.
And joining us is Tammy McGrath. She is representing St. Baldrick's. Tammy's son was diagnosed with a rare cancer at age 6, and he's now 13 and living with cancer-free, thanks to the amazing research that's already been done. Christian had an alternative radiation called proton therapy radiation, which saved all of his healthy tissue and treated only the cancerous areas. He has not had any side effects due to his treatment. Christian wanted to help other children with their fight, so he started Team Christian back in 2012, and now his team is fundraising and is growing each year. His sister even shaved her head in honor of him in 2014. How about that? So here we are in 2015. Who's going to shave their head first this year, you or your sister? Or is she not on the team this year?
Yeah, she quit.
Oh, okay. We'll let her pass. But you mentioned you've got some other guys on your team, some friends of yours. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, I had some friends. And me. I had Jared, Calvin, Josh, Joe, Hudson, and Carter.
All right. So you've got a few friends already signed up, ready to shave their heads, and you're going to do it again this year, right? Oh, good. Yeah. And who? Yeah. So you guys are all going for the slick bald look? You're going to leave a little bit of hair on top, or have you decided yet?
We're having a little stubble.
It's a little stubble. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
And so Ryan, he's quite the salesman, right? If he can recruit 6 kids.
Yeah.
Marie, would you say yes or yes?
I'm going to say yes.
You could maybe get 6 more. Maybe it could be a future job with you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So, I mean to get kids to shave their head at that age. So what age ranges are they? From youngest to oldest, all about the same?
They're all about 13. Yeah. Carter, about 13? I think, is about 9 or 8.
Nine and a half, 9 3/4.
Something like, right, exactly, in a day.
And what about you, Tammy? Are you on the list this year?
I am.
Oh, awesome.
This will be my 3rd time shaving.
Wow.
And I think I might take a break next year, but I'm going to give my hair a chance to grow. But, you know, when I go to do this, I start going, oh, my hair. But I've seen too many children suffer. I've seen, and I might get choked up, I've seen too many friends lose their children just this year alone and then be diagnosed. And all the ones that are fighting, it's hair.
Yeah,
it grows back.
Yeah,
and you know what? And we're actually in first place, our team.
Really?
We're at
wow.
11,
round of applause
000,
for that. Whatever. Yeah. Wow. Nice.
11,000, I forget, something, 800 or something. But we're battling Ben's Band of Baldies on who's going to be first place.
That's a catchy name. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story there
story,
in a
yeah.
second.
Go ahead. Yeah, Deb.
So I was working with Meehan's Public House on a project, and at first, oh my goodness, yeah, Chris Siegel, one of the owners, said, you know, come to this, we're having a party to raise money for Gus. And so Gus is our little buddy who's now gone from us, but he just opened our hearts. And I had a photo in my office of Gus and his family, and I had a St. Baldrick's poster. And my son walked in and said, Mom, what is that? And when he understood what pediatric cancer meant, he said, I'd like to do that. Can I shave my head? And he was about 7. So we got involved with Susie and St. Baldrick's, and I just fell in love with her. And the whole event is so, it's such an uplifting event. It's a tough subject.
Right.
But boy, are we close. It's a great day. Mm-hmm. A lot of emotion, but a lot of laughter and great music in the background and the kids running around. And Christian has a pretty rowdy bunch. He's pretty quiet right now, but wait till you see him on Saturday. So Jack, after Jack's head was shaved and he went to a baseball game, and so all the kids started asking him about it. And Ben Bowman, was actually, his dad was the coach that year. And Ben said, hey, Mom, I want to do this. And now I think Ben's family and their group of friends, Ben's band of Baldies, I think are nipping at your heels here.
Well, they've been ahead, and we got ahead, and now they're creeping up behind me.
Yeah, so a little healthy competition.
How many on their team? I wonder how many.
I want to say it's like 14.
Oh, so they're cheating or whatever, yes.
Yeah, they have a couple more.
Yeah, Chris, you need to get to work and recruit some other guys or whatever, yeah.
We'll just take more money. We don't need more people. Oh, okay. We'll take more money.
Nice. We're going to repeat this several times, if you don't mind, during the shows for people who be channel surfing, whatever. So remind our listeners about the event, the date, location, time, and how they go to the website, right? And remember, Susie was talking about that yesterday. So they go to the main website of the stbaldricks.org, right?
Correct.
And then there's a search tab right at the top. They just type in Meehans.
Yes, Meehans. Okay. And you'll see several events for Meehans, but the big main event is at the Sandy Springs location in North Atlanta. And the mayor of Sandy Springs will be there kicking it off. And it's a great crowd.
That's right off of Roswell Road.
It's close to Roswell Road in Hammond.
Hammond, yeah. The Kroger back in the Kroger Center.
Yes, right back in there. There's a Facebook page, which is great. And we also have an event page linked to the Facebook page.
Okay.
So if you go to Facebook.com and search St. Baldrick's at Meehans, you'll find it very quickly. And there's great photos and videos from years past. But you'll see Team Christian on there and... You know, please donate.
So even if you're not shaving your head, obviously, then you can contribute money. Absolutely. Obviously, that's the whole idea. Yeah,
absolutely.
So talk to us about that, Tammy, real quick. What's the mechanics of Susie? And I were talking a little bit beforehand, but I don't think we talked about it during the interview. So a person goes to the site and they get like their own webpage to send contributors to.
Talk to us about that. When you sign up, you can sign up as an individual or a team. And you'll get your own personal link. We have a team link and an individual link. So I could send out, please donate to Team Christian, or I can say donate to Christian or myself. It does create a page. You put a picture. You can do a before and after picture. And you put whatever message you want on there.
Okay.
Whatever personal message you want to say, or it gives you one automatically. But the biggest thing is just, you know, sending that link out, putting it on your Facebook, letting people know.
So, Kristen, how do you use that? You got yours, looks like, on your phone right there, right?
Yes, I was looking at Ben's Band of Baldies, and there's only 8 participants.
Oh, there's only 8?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so we're cheating then. We have more.
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't mean to throw that into the mix there, whatever, yeah. So you could do a team. So we may recruit the other studios and do Team Radio X.
Sign
here,
me
right?
Up.
Get a battle going.
Yeah,
that's
get a battle.
Yeah.
And so if we all, like, we get Mike and Stonely, the other guys involved, so that we could create a team, but then each team member then can request contributions.
Correct. And it's not too late. You can sign up even till the day of.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know,
and they go online. Is it kind of like the not crowdfunding, but crowd or fund me where they can go on and they can do a credit card payment?
There
online,
is a link.
Or do they make like a commitment and then pay you later?
No, you donate online right there on the spot. Okay. And then if you show up at the event, and you realize, oh, my goodness, I haven't donated yet. Mm-hmm. You can even do it there on location.
So they won't turn away your money at the
Absolutely
location?
Absolutely not. There's T-shirts and wonderful beads. And I mean, after all, this is St. Patrick's.
Exactly, yeah.
Celebration, so there's a lot of fun stuff going
on. But you're getting some in support of a cause out there that I can't hardly think of another cause that's bigger or more needed than this one right here. Childhood cancer. I mean, it touches everybody. I could share some cancer realities with our listeners here. Every 3 minutes worldwide, a child is diagnosed with cancer. And more than 175,000 children are diagnosed with childhood cancer each year. And in the U.S., 1 in 5 children diagnosed with cancer will not survive. So you can raise money, support the cause, and really be helping kids everywhere.
Thank you so much for saying that. This is hard. This is hard to say.
It is. It is. It's a truth, though. It's a reality face with every single day.
Yeah.
So.
Susie sent me a text and said, "Pediatric cancer in the U.S. kills more children than all other illnesses combined."
Combined.
about
combined.
That? Well, right. And then St. Baldrick's itself, the foundation is considered the largest non-government funder of childhood cancer worldwide.
Right.
So how about that for the good work you're doing and the organization here and all the efforts that that you know you guys are putting in? It's really getting to the root
it is,
of
and
this.
St. Baldrick's, and you know, I've been involved in some pretty large fundraisers in different areas, including like with City of Hope in California. I think we raised close to $5 million, and that's and that's a fantastic organization. But for pediatric cancer for St. Baldrick's, the very first thing that I looked at was their overhead. And they have, I think, one of the lowest overhead numbers in cancer fundraising and for this type of foundation. So I was really impressed with their people, and the national director came to our event, and just great people, great organization.
Yeah, that's a great, great message there.
Yeah, a couple more stats. It's pretty impressive. And 2014, they raised more than $38 million. In 2015, they've already raised, with their 28,000 volunteers, I mean, they're on track to maybe top that goal. Wow. But the and a little bit of the backstory is, from what I remember we were shared with yesterday with Susie in the studio, and maybe you can correct me on this, but it started, I think, in 2000, right? There was a couple of guys in a profitable insurance agency at a company, and they kind of made this challenge to shave their heads for the childhood cancer, and fast forward, I mean, look at the difference that's made.
Yeah, they held it at an Irish pub in Manhattan, and that was the first St. Baldrick's event.
Because he had 17 of his, he challenged on March 17th, he challenged 17 of his buddies, right?
Right, yeah, they thought they were going to raise $17,000, and it turned into $104,000.
Wow.
So they thought, well, you know what, this sells.
Yeah.
Right. People like watching us shave our heads and go bald. And then you become a walking billboard for pediatric cancer, and it's just the coolest thing. My son had Rich Sullivan from the radio show come into our school, and to see my son stand up in front of the school with his, shiny bald scalp and talking about pediatric cancer. And he's so fortunate. Our family's fortunate. We haven't been touched by this, but then he got to meet Christian and a lot of other kids. And, it's just something to get involved in every year and even throughout the year. And if you can't make it to a Meehan's pub, and remember, we're in Sandy Springs, pretty easy access, north side of Atlanta, but Fideau does a big job with St. Baldrick's, Re-Raw, and there's more and more Irish pubs getting involved around town and around the country.
Including all the other Meehan locations, right?
Right.
They're all involved, and so you can participate at your local favorite pub, right?
Right.
So to speak, but the big event for St. Patrick's Day this Saturday on the 14th.
Yeah, the big fun is Shamrock and Roll after the head shaving
like
event.
You said, so that's like Susie was saying, about 6 o'clock of the kids, we need
the G goes away.
Right.
Yeah, I want to stay long enough to see the Irish dancers and then get my kids out of there.
And then on another point, because we've had a couple people come to mind. We had the founders of Cure childhood cancer.
Yeah, they were on our Simply Buckhead radio show.
Yeah, and it's a distinction that they help a lot of times support the families through medical and financial issues. This emphasis is more on all the funding, as I understand it, all that funding goes strictly to the medical research.
Yeah, medical research and treatment and the Cure. That's a fantastic organization, and so is Rally Foundation.
Yeah.
So it takes all of us working. Working at
in
this
tandem.
From different angles in tandem, yes.
Yeah. So there are many different ways to get involved with the St. Baldrick's organization. You can shave your head, obviously. You can attend event. You can volunteer. You can donate. Or simply just spread the word. Mm-hmm. Share it on social media.
Right.
Talk to your people at your office or your church and get the word out. So make sure you visit the website, stbaldricks.org, stbaldricks.org, so you can make sure you, again, are sharing that information at a minimum. But get involved as well by donating or shaving your head.
And since we're on Business Radio X, we always need more business sponsors.
That's true. Corporate sponsors.
Corporate sponsors.
That's how it got started, right? Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say, we actually have a list of business sponsors that I would like to think of.
Sure.
That's okay.
Absolutely.
We have Hoover Foods. We have Casey and Anna Coffee, Reliable Roofing. Hennessy Transportation is actually donating a limo ride that we're going to be raffling off the day of the event. And Chamblee Meats, they've all donated in the high numbers. Nice. And we just want to send a heartfelt thanks out to them.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Do we have time?
Yeah,
I wanted to say
something.
Talking about the research and what it means as a mom with a child who survived, and our journey in the beginning, you just have no idea what's in store. And, you know, I prayed that, you know, I wouldn't have to drag him in every day, and that we could just, you know, really sustain and survive this. And ends up I had to drag him out every day because we went to Florida for a alternative radiation called proton therapy. He had radiation 5 days a week, 2.5 months. Never got sick, never got tired, because this radiation treats only the cancer area, like you had said previously, and the side effects are minimal. There's like little to no side effects or chance of cancer down the road. And for us, for a mom, to be able to say my son had cancer treatment and then we went to the beach right after that, wow. That just doesn't happen. And it's because of the money raised and the research that's been done while we're at where we are today. And I can only imagine where we're going to go from here, the more money we raise. Mm-hmm. And Christian, like for you, what does this mean to you doing St. Baldrick's?
Just tells your story a little bit, yeah. How would you encourage other kids to get involved?
Well, it's nice to help others because they're not always confident.
Okay. Well, a little bit nervous. Just relax or whatever. Yeah, we're just having a conversation. So, yeah, for the other buddies that you enrolled, how did you get them to shave their head or sign up?
Well, they shamed some of them into it.
Yeah.
Of course. And some just kind of wanted to help.
He's got some really good buddies, mm-hmm. and they want to support him.
That's good.
And the rest beat the force.
Yeah.
Rest with force. Whatever. Right. Yeah. If need be, as your backup, yeah.
Right. And this probably is something that you're going to do not only this year, but next year for many years down the road. At least that I would hope that's your plan, right?
Yeah.
Right. And so you'll be shaving your head maybe one day when you're bald, even, you know. So that's good. You got a good head of hair now.
That's
so
what I was going to say. He's got a full head of hair. He's got more than I do.
Hate to lose.
So how long does it take to grow back, or when do you get it shaved? The day of the event or prior to? Or?
Yeah, the day of the event.
Yeah. And how long does it take to grow back?
Oh, gosh. You get a decent head, about 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say to kids that are hesitant about shaving their head?
Just go for it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Right. What about some of the other children that you were down in Florida with getting your treatment? Do you still stay in contact with those families? Do you still reach out to them and kind of check in and see how they're doing?
Yeah, we still talk.
Good.
A little bit.
Yeah, I bet it's like mostly a brotherhood of a type, you know.
It is. It's a family. You're immediately connected.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so forever we'll be talking to these guys, hopefully years down the road, and saying, wow, can you believe what we went through, you know, all these years ago? And but you're a testament to, you know, that not only the treatment itself, but you're a survivor inside. You can't survive without having the will to want to. And so that comes from you. Not, you know, that you can have all the technology and science behind it, but if you don't want to succeed, you can't. So good for you for hanging in there and continuing the good work, for sure.
And one more question for Christian. How much have you raised so far, and do you have a goal or a target number in mind?
We had a goal of 2,000, 3,000, and we're at 4,000.
Wow.
His personal goal.
My personal.
Yes. Oh, your personal.
Team, we're at 11,000.
Yeah, we had a team goal of 10, and I think we're at like 11,800 or something like that.
Wow, nice.
What's the link to your donation page?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Oh, it's the www.stbaldricks.org/participants.
Okay.
And then Christian JM.
Okay. Well, we can post it on the site.
We'll share it on Twitter, and we'll put it out there, definitely.
We'll do that.
For sure.
We're going to give a shout-out to the Team Auto Trader as well.
Oh,
They're doing a big job, and I mean, it's huge to
have
them
involved. That's a big organization.
It's a huge organization, and so...
Yeah, they're headquartered right in Sandy Springs, right?
Right. Yeah.
For the national. Let's kind of finish on that topic. Maybe a little roundtable. Maybe Marie's thoughts here as well. But from Tammy, we mentioned, let's kind of finish on because we are business radio, like Deb was mentioning. So either some stories of how businesses got involved, like Auto Trader, or some backstories about businesses. But what's the opportunity for them? And you said it's not too late. I mean, how do they go about, you know, getting involved?
Well, that's real easy. You can go to the page for stbaldrick's.org /events/MeAnnSandySprings, or just search MeAnns.
Yeah.
Susie Ruddle and Rich Sullivan have their email and phone numbers there on the page. So any corporate sponsors, anyone who wants to donate or get involved, you can also go to the MeAnns Sandy Springs Facebook page and see event details. There's all kinds of ways. And actually, even if you reach out to us here at Pro Advocate Radio, okay. We'll make sure that you get to the right location and know how to donate. And
And you could just drive over to MeAnns, right?
Yeah,
just show up there tonight.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait till Saturday, do you?
No.
Yeah, just show up over
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be welcome.
Yeah. So so there's that little distinction of a corporate entity or a business. Could Anne Marie, would you say that would probably be a good idea for a business? Would you coach that for them to kind of team up?
I think it's always great to get involved in different things, and I was just going to say I'm happy to take the link that you have and post it on the Women's Professional Development page.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And say
that
I was with you here and Christian at the radio show today, and to say take a look at their story and what they're doing in the world.
That'd be awesome.
Sure. That is awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And so businesses then could either just kind of write a check to support the cause. They could donate, like the limo service, right? Just donate mm-hmm. their services or products, whatever, right?
For we have door a live prizes. Auction okay. and a raffle. So
okay.
if anybody can't donate money or has something they'd like to offer, a service or a product, then yeah, they can do that too.
Yeah, so they get, win that limo prize, limo drive to Italy.
That's right.
Limo ride to Italy.
Might go past the 8 hours, but yeah. I'm sure you worked something out.
Yeah. So, yeah, the raffle's going to be pretty exciting. I know we have some other great items too, and I'm going to just say thanks to Marcy Thrash, who's also an advocate at the Capitol and very involved with St. Baldrick's and helping children. So she's handling the raffle for us.
So, and after the show, we'll all our tweets and social media we send out on our Facebook and so forth, we'll include the link there as well, so people can either join, get a team together. I love that idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And have a little competition going on, who can raise the most, right?
I was going to say, we actually have a challenge going. My husband actually, and his friend threw his wife under the bus, basically. He said, hey, I got a challenge for you.
Yeah.
He says, if I raise the most money, your wife shays. If you raise the most money, my wife
shays. Oh, that's a good one,
He said, I'm in. And poor Cynthia didn't even know about it. So we put her all over Facebook and said, hey, if you want Cynthia to shave, donate to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and watch the Facebook page and Twitter during the event. Even if you can't be there, if you see what's happening as it's going on, it's just, it'll warm your heart. And
No doubt. Only together can we conquer childhood cancer.
Amen.
Over together. So getting the word out, sharing with folks, getting involved, and brave the shave and make a difference for
Brave the shave. Well, did you just write that?
I read it on the wall.
Well, and I was going to say, just like Deb's son, Jack, got involved. They're not closely related to cancer, but yet they got involved, you know. And we actually have a lady on our team who does not have a close tie to cancer. She's got beautiful long hair, and she's shaving. And this is her first year doing it. Just because of what she's learned from us, she just jumped right in, just said, okay, I'm going to do it. And she's raised past her goal also. So she's raised over $1,000.
Wow.
So you don't have to be tied to cancer to get involved.
And speaking with long hair, you can shave your head in support of childhood cancer, but
and
then
she's
you can
donating
donate
it. She
your
is.
Hair to Locks of Love.
Absolutely.
Oh, there
which is another
you go.
Good organization. They make,
yeah, I've heard about them. Yeah,
so,
well, I think she's donating to another one.
Same organization.
Yeah, they give the one she's donating to gives wigs for free.
Right.
And,
okay.
I forget, Wigs for Kids or something like that. I can't remember which one.
But
right,
can,
you're absolutely
you can,
right.
You know, winner on two different fronts there.
Right.
Absolutely.
Repurpose
good.
That. And then you finally, we didn't get a chance to mention this as well, but we had some folks in from a high-end salon, right?
The one in Brookhaven, I think so. Yeah, I can't remember.
But is that an opportunity for, so on-site on Saturday, they'll literally have barbers there, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But are they still in need, or they got that covered as far as someone, if they're in the salon hair-cutting business?
Somebody wants to donate their hair-cutting services?
You know
they could
post
show up
if we need more.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I think Susie has it covered, but you never know.
But we always
even
like
for next year, too.
Yeah, celebrity shavers are always fun to have. We've got a Falcons player shaving and someone else, I thought.
Okay.
I got the celebrity Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Maybe, yeah. We'll see. Okay, so let's kind of wind things down here. We'll go around the table one more time, if you like, and just kind of tell our listeners the best way to get in touch with your services and what you're offering. So, Deb, why don't you kind of we'll let you talk about Pro Advocate. Tammy can talk about St. Baldrick. So,
okay, so Deb Beecham, Pro Advocate Radio, and my co-host James O'Brien and I are on Monday morning at 10:30 here on Business Radio X. So if you go to proadvocateradio.com, you'll see a link to get in touch with us.
And all your contact information is there right there. Perfect. Yes. Okay.
Tammy McGrath and the supporting St. Baldrick's, the Meehan's location, Sandy Springs, this Saturday. And did you want me to give my...
Well, the... I think we've given out the website a few times, so that's the idea. They go there.
But I was going to say, Meehan's this Saturday, 12 to 4 p.m.
Right,
in Sandy
12 to 4,
Springs.
Correct. Yeah, and then after the band, that is the Shamrock and Roll.
And that's speaking of the band, they were at the Simply Buckhead 5th year anniversary. It's the Sweet Tea, what's it called? Southern Sweet Tea, I think is the name of the band. The guy from Soul Asylum. Is it? Well, we'll edit this afterwards.
Okay.
I thought somebody would help me out. I think I've got the wrong band and the wrong title, but it's going to be great entertainment.
It is.
Let's just go with that,
okay,
right?
Perfect.
Live bands are always good.
Right.
Yeah.
Christian, if you want to say maybe your friends' names again and anything else you want
who's
to mention.
Who's on your team? Yep. Tell us who's on your team. And you're the leader, so you're the captain then?
That's
is that
right.
how that works?
You're the team captain.
Don't forget Dad.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and give us some info there.
Okay. Are these all the JVs? Mm-hmm. Okay, there's me, there's Jared, Calvin, my friend Josh, my friend Joe, Hudson, Carter, Christy, my dad, and Michael, Michelle.
Michael.
Michael.
Yeah. Michael. Josh's dad.
And your mom.
And mom.
Yeah, don't forget mom.
Yeah.
She's involved.
And you have room for just one more spot on your team, right? So...
I think Mr. Rich is going
to
be on there.
Yeah, all right.
See, yeah. And Vic's on our team. That's right.
Okay.
Our awesome friend Vic.
Well, good job. We wish you much success going forward and continue all the good work out there.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks for being on the show. And Marie?
That's good. Well, Marie Fratoni with Get Clients Everywhere. And you can reach me at www.getclientseverywhere.com. And you can learn about the Women's Professional Development Group on that page, the trip to Italy, and all the great things we do for entrepreneurs around the world.
Loving it. Trip to Italy. Well, sign me up. Right.
You get laser focus on that. That's not the only thing she does.
Well,
she's not a travel agent. She doesn't give away trips. Whatever.
I may just go to the Women's Professional Business Network so I can
When's
meet
the next
someone.
Quarter? When's the next mixer? What would you call the co-ed mixer?
We probably will be sometime this summer or in the early fall. The next event that we have our events at the Capitol Grill in Dudwoody, which is just awesome. And our next event will be March 25th. We meet on the last Wednesday of every month.
Last Wednesday for the ladies listening in. All right, last Wednesday. All right, Ryan, well, a great show.
Yeah, once again.
You did a phenomenal job.
You did better.
Oh, man, good answer. All right, we'll see everyone next week for Buckhead Business Radio X.